envelop us with His love, protection, security, mercy, blessings, and forgiveness in these blessed nights, these blessed nights of Ramadan, the greatest nights that one can experience throughout the year. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we will immediately tonight initiate seeking no other than the aid and assistance of our Creator. So let us see inshallah what has been posted, and thus seeking no other than Allah's assistance, will answer that which we are bi-idhnillahi ta'ala capable of answering. The first question, as I see, wa alayki salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Asiya, may the Almighty Lord shower upon you His love and mercy. Can you please tell us if it is okay to free mix in the chat rooms as are not actually together? And also, can you tell me or us what is the punishment of backbiting? Nasrallahu ta'ala al-afiyah. Basically, regarding chat rooms or the internet in general, what we got to understand is that technology or progressiveness or advancement, it could be either utilized for us or against us on the day of judgment or on the day of retribution. So this excellent tool that we have before our very eyes, which we call the internet, can be, wallahi, a wonderful place for learning about Islam, but when used in accordance to the way that Allah, your Creator, wants you to use, there is many benefits, golden benefits, absolutely precious benefits from this basic gadget before your very hands. So let it be for you and not against you on the day when nothing will avail man except the good things that he has forwarded in or from the life of this world. The internet, my brothers and sisters, can be one of the primary sources of materials for Islamic knowledge. And it is for many Muslims around the globe. However, there are some important points that I would like to mention. I do urge all of you to be exceptionally careful in open forums, or what is known as chat rooms. For wallahi, there are many, many nasty people lurking these rooms, roaming these rooms, running around these rooms, trying to destroy the behavior or the manners or the morals or the ethics or the character of Islam. So they place doubt or misconceptions or mistakes, and thus they spread this venom through these rooms, and you yourself, due to your ignorance, may not even realize this. You may not even realize that this may be occurring, and thus fall in the abyss of destruction. Likewise, we see there are also nice, well-mannered, well-meaning people who offer advice about jurisprudence, Islamic law, or about the topic of belief, Tawheed, or about anything to do with matters of faith, but they themselves are not qualified in any way to do so. Yes, they may have a good heart, and they may approach the matter kindly, and what you believe as extremely knowledgeable or learned, but the reality of the matter is otherwise. They are spreading information not deliberately. Not deliberately. They believe or they think that they know what they're talking about. However, what they are saying in reality is contrary or in contradiction to the Quran and the Sunnah. Can you hear me? Am I well heard, or is it still a bit sort of low? Even now? Okay, alhamdulillah. So what we gotta do, my beloved brothers and sisters, that when we get fatwas from these people who confront you with what you may believe as tabarakallah, these people are great, they understand Islam, and they pass these fatwas, but understand something. These fatwas may be wrong, and these people, they could unwittingly, wallahi, they could unwittingly lead or be leading what is known as the uninitiated astray and doing more harm by passing this knowledge than good. So I advise you again to be exceptionally careful, exceptionally wary of accepting anything without quotation from no other than the Quran or the authentic hadith. For wallahi, you may take a verdict or a fatwa, believing that it's correct, but because you have not referred to its authenticity or its reference, and thus accepted that fatwa from that particular, from that individual, and thus you will be led astray. So be very, very careful. Another point I would like to mention is the internet itself. Be very, very careful. Again, the chat rooms, they can be to your benefit, to your betterment, or they can be to your detriment, to your destruction, to your astray. How? In many, many chat rooms, we see the free mixing, obviously through typing, of the male and female. And many times, the words or statements or comments that are typed in these rooms are extremely un-Islamic. For example, you may get a sister asking a brother, how old are you? Or you may get a brother asking a sister, how old are you? Or for example, start talking about dunyawi stuff between each other, male to female and female to male, and so forth. This is not Islamic. This is not acceptable. You are not allowed to free mix like this. These rooms are solely for one reason, and that is to increase your knowledge, your recognition of who your creator is, your understanding of Islam, in order that you implement that which you are obliged to implement. So basically these rooms are not for chit-chat. They're called chat rooms, but it's Islamic chat, not dunyawi chat or free chat. Understand this. It's called an Islamic chat. So if you can abide to the commandments of the Almighty Lord and respect Islamic legislations, then you are allowed and free to go onto these rooms or into these rooms and type. Type that which is beneficial. You know, I see many times, for example, a person may make a comment, could be a boy or could be a girl, or lady or man, and then that comment is in reality, it's frivolous, it's trivial, no Islamic sort of reference to. And then you see the sister or the brother or whatever, the other sex, write LOL, laugh out loud. Nonsense. That is nonsense. Laugh out loud to what? Did you know by you doing that? It is in reality an utterance. Did you know that by you writing that comment, it is in reality against you? Whatever you type, it is exactly the same as uttering this word. There is no difference. So there's no need to, every second you say, laugh out loud, or this and that, and a smiley face here, or this is all unacceptable. It is restricted only to Islamic knowledge, and you do not pass any fatwas unless you are certain of what that law that you are talking about, the verdict is. You do not say, for example, oh, my sheikh told me this, or I think it's like this, or I've heard it's like that, or it's like this, or I've been told it's like this or that. Gibberish. Who cares what you've been told? What you gotta post, if you think you know what you're posting, and you gotta be 100% sure of what you're posting is, قال الله وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Basically, that's how it should be. So be exceptionally careful. I repeat, this tool before your very eyes is absolutely gold. And gold is too minimum for it. It is better than anything if it is utilized in the way that the Almighty Lord wants it to be used. So again, be very careful from the chit-chat between each other. You know, men and ladies, ladies and men, talking to each other, asking from where you come from. How old are you? Are you married? Are you not married? This is all un-Islamic. This is all un-Islamic, unacceptable. You should fear the Almighty Lord and refrain and abstain from such obscenity. Likewise, as our dear sister mentioned, backbiting. I'm not sure how many people backbite each other on sites, but أعوذ بالله, أعوذ بالله. You know, how dare you go into a chat room and talk about your brother or sister in Islam? Fear Allah Ta'ala. How dare you do that? If a person mentions one comment against his brother or sister in any so-called or inshallah Islamic website or chat room, the admin should immediately not red dot him, but bounce that person. Bounce him. Because that person is a scum. He is filth. He is dirty. How dare he talk about his brothers and sisters in Islam? It is not for this reason that the chat room is made. It is for fearing Allah, understanding who Allah is, who His Prophet is, and what Islam is all about. And the recognition of these three. This is why these chat rooms have been placed for you. Not to come and spread your filthy, scummy, dirty venom on these rooms or in these rooms. You can't withhold your tongue. Then leave, basically. So understand something. I'm not here blaming anyone. I don't know what's happening. I was asked a question. I don't know what the question is referring to. Maybe this sister or other sisters or other brothers have seen something. Obviously, I'm not in the chat rooms every single day. I am only here when I give my da'wah. May Allah accept it from all of us. I don't know exactly what goes on, but occasionally I enter them and I see the most disgusting things. And I actually ask myself, is this Islam? Is this an Islamic chat room or what? Where sometimes the brothers take the mic or the sisters take the mic and they start hulu-huluing to each other. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. If there's no need for you to take the mic and speak something Islamic, don't take the mic. Just listen. And do not type anything unless it's Islamic. You know, as one brother asked me, am I allowed to discuss where I'm going to have iftar or what my brother is making for iftar today? You know, and this is with sisters. No, you're not allowed to discuss these issues. You are not allowed. You cannot discuss the issue with another sister in Islam about what or who or where or whatever you're going to have or where you're going to have iftar. This is not for this purpose. You got to understand something. Islam prohibits anything that leads to illicit promiscuity. And this could easily lead to this. And how many people have fallen into this trap? Wallahi. Because it crawls up you. Without you even knowing, you can easily fall in its abyss. And you may say, this is what the Shaykh is saying is this garbage, he's too extreme or too extravagant. That's what you believe, you can believe that. But I am talking Islam and not from my opinion. Not from my opinion. So fear Allah Ta'ala. Again, to any admin, no matter if you're in this room or another room, if you see someone chit-chatting about dunya, warn this person. If you see someone that is backbiting, then bounce this filth. Bounce him. He is not welcomed. And what we've got to understand, subhanAllah, whether it's in the rooms or outside the rooms, backbiting. When Muhammad ﷺ walked past a grave, he noticed, due to what Allah inspired upon him, two inhabitants of the grave being punished. And one of those people who were punished for the reason of backbiting, tail mongering or tail bearing, going around people and talking about his brother or sister in Islam, and thus, this is one of the main reasons of the punishment of the graves. One of the main reasons, and this is in Bukhari, Hadith Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Likewise, as the verse mentions in Hujarat, it is like eating your brother's or sister's flesh dead. Dead. It is exactly the same as you going to that grave of a believing person. Digging out that grave, get a knife, get a fork, and to start eating in his flesh. For wallahi, this is exactly what you're doing. So be very careful. Very careful. This tool, I repeat, is an excellent tool if you utilize it in accordance to Islamic law, and it could be a major destruction, a major detriment if you utilize it in any shape, manner or form against that which the Almighty Lord desires and is pleased with. And know He is the Everseer, the Everhearer, who was Sami'ul Basir. So don't think you are ever safe. No one around you can do what you want. And another issue I would like to mention. You get many brothers who deceive sisters by writing their names as though they're sisters. That's deception. That is deception. It is not allowed. You must make it clear of whom you are, male or female. You must make it clear. Or in other words, you should not make people think that you are a female if you are a male. So be very, very careful. Be very careful. Wallahi, it's an excellent tool, my beloved brothers and sisters, an excellent tool. An instrument that can, wallahi, be one of the reasons for your entry of al-Firdaws al-A'la. So utilize it in a manner that the Almighty Lord wants you to utilize it in, and that is no other than learning His beautiful deen. And I will leave it at that. Wa billahi tawfiq. Wa alayki salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sister Asma, or Sister Asima, sorry. Asima bintu Yahya. Basically, there are many, many factors that constitute to a major argument or a minor argument, or you can say in better words, a major combat between a wife and a husband. And yes, you are correct. The majority of times these arguments are trivial. Frivolity. There is no base to it. This is, subhanAllah, the work of no other than the accursed, rejected, evil, mischievous one, the devil himself. The way you can tackle this or counteract this is to remind each other of the Quranic verse, إِنَّ كَيْدَهُ, or besides that one, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. If you differ amongst yourself, now this could be even between wife and husband, if you differ amongst yourself in anything, then return it back to Allah and His Prophet. What is the argument about? If it's something trivial of a dunya-based situation, eradicate it, obliterate it, eliminate it. You don't need it. Fear Allah, both of you, and say, hold on. Why are we allowing this accursed to enter our house? So basically, in these circumstances, look, every single one of us, we have a bit of an argument here and there. It's inevitable. We are human beings. We are created in a state of deficiency, of weakness. But we should arbitrate or reconcile these things under the Islamic banner of La ilaha illallah. And fear Allah Ta'ala in these arguments. Basically, I do advise that the house that the wife and the husband live in is built on faith, is built on taqwa, God consciousness, Allah consciousness, God fearing, Allah fearing. If this is the case, that the umbrella that you are currently living in as a family is built on this, you will wallahi see a much lesser situation or circumstances of being argumentative or in combat. Because the devil will have no entry into your privy, into your home. So what you gotta be very careful of is that it is a home built on love for Allah, fear of Allah, worship of Allah, and the destruction of the accursed devil. When you enter, you say Bismillah. Before you eat, you say Bismillah. Before you enter the toilet, Bismillah. When you exit, you say Ghufranaka. Before you dress or undress, or after you dress, before you do anything, Bismillah, you do the dua. You do not put photos on the walls. You do not allow the radio or the tape recorder or the CD player to be playing music. You do not allow that television screen to be playing The Bold and Beautiful or Days of Our Life. And how many times do these people who play these evil, negative, scummy programs, and thus they are in major combat with their husbands, or vice versa. So what you God are utilized as a tool, as a shield against this accursed. Again, He is the reason for these little ifs and uffs in your home. So what you've got to be careful of is how to destroy Him, how to tramp on Him, how to step on Him, how to make Him so small that He's smaller and more tinier than the ant, which is almost invisible. So the best solution here is make that home a home of La ilaha illallah. This is the way you can counteract this. Otherwise, you will see a continuous chain of arguments, of predicaments, of issues between wife and husband. Even as you said, they could be minor, trivial things, unimportant things, very, very insignificant or insignificant. For that reason, easy. Grab that shield, the shield of La ilaha illallah, and push it against this negative being.